It's out. It's out.
What's the name of their podcast?
49ers Talk Podcast.
Thank you.
So,
which I listen to, and it's excellent.
No, it is excellent.
It's almost as good as Garlic Fries and Baseball, guys.
So I'm looking.
Me and Sam Lubman subscribe because you never know what might happen in Giants world.
Yeah, well, Farhan.
Heard something might happen today.
Farhan might be gone.
Farhan.
Why are you excited that I brought up the Christian McCaffrey thing? But I didn't bring it up. My uncle brought it up.
Yeah, no, because I'm looking here.
You like pointed at me and then went ear to ear smile.
I'm surprised that got leaked out. I'm very, very surprised I got leaked out because I'm looking here at my text. I'm looking here in September 15th. I got a text that said they were worried that it was both Achilles.
Oh, my goodness.
And so I say, no, and true story. I wouldn't play you like that. And I was like, damn, if that gets out, people are going to freak out. It's both Achilles? And so now that Mayekles put it out there, I guess I'm okay to say that, yeah, I heard it was both Achilles a few weeks ago. And that's why I kind of say things and you pick up on it later. But when I mention that, hey, if we get anything from Christian McCaffrey, it'll be a bonus in my mind. I'm not expecting much because I was privy to that information that it was both Achilles. So that's why I was saying, hey, it's a bonus if we get anything. And so it's out there, and he's got both Achilles. Is it even smart to play the guy?
All of a sudden, like 6 months from now, all of a sudden he's magically healthy?
I don't think there
is a right or wrong way to handle this. Like, okay, he could be entirely, you know, you sit him out the whole year, and he comes back next year, and he could tear one or both. You could rush him back and he doesn't re-injure it. I don't know. I'm not a doctor. How would I know what the proper thing to do is? Honestly, I feel like if they're damned if they do and they're damned if they don't. I don't think there is a right way to handle the CMC injury. I will say this, though. And I saw, you got to worry about Mason's touches. And honestly, guys, I'm just going year to year. I'm not trying to be cruel to Jordan Mason. But, like, this is his opportunity to prove he's the man. And I'll worry about next year. And I'll worry about whoever's behind him after that. Because right now I don't trust Isaac Arendo. Would I elevate Matt Breida? I would have done that 2 weeks ago. Would I try to make a trade for another running back? I probably would. Because I don't have anyone on the roster that I trust right now. It's literally Jordan Mason juice. Like, in that order. I guess Debo, if you consider him a running back to a degree. But quite frankly, just Jordan Mason, just please try to stay healthy. I'm just going to hand you the ball as much as I can. I mean, they're up 3 scores yesterday, and they're handing him the ball in the final 2 drives.
Well, you guys know where.
There's no one to go to.
Well, you guys know where I was at last year with Christian McCaffrey. Everybody's begging for other touch. I said, I got to play C-Mac. He's my best player. Go ahead.
Yeah, but you had Jordan Mason behind
CMC
last year.
Obviously, he wasn't ready. The coaches didn't play him.
All of a sudden, magically, he's ready now?
Well, you need it all season. You have the jugs machine. You train. You get better.
I mean, like,
you get better, but it's hard to do that in season.
Look, a couple of carries here and there. I don't know.
It's obviously a jugs machine, but I think we're overreacting. Go ahead.
Just real quick, just to tie this whole thing, this McCaffrey timeline together. Rap sheet, Ian Rapoport, NFL Network, yesterday. His latest is that the 49ers expect to have Christian McCaffrey back, quote, at least by early November. So that was Ian Rapoport yesterday. Again, take that for what it's worth. If we're dealing with double Achilles tendonitis, maybe not. But early November is the latest from Rap Sheet yesterday via NFL Network.
So September 13th.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 would be November 1st weekend. 10 weeks. 11 would be the 9th.
So September 13th.
That'd be 11 weeks off.
I'm looking at September 13th. Sounds like CMC may be out for a while.
What is this, a text message?
Text message, okay. September 13th. Sounds like CMC may be out for a while. Hearing that they are worried about both Achilles, damn. I was like, oh, both Achilles? That's what I said. I was like, you sure
number
about
two.
This? I was like, oh, I'm just... I'm,
I hate
I'm,
you.
I'm just going to say, in my brain, I said, you know what? I'm going to delete that information. I'm not even going to worry about it. Maybe it's just one Achilles. Matt Maiocco really said that on the podcast, and it was both. That's what now it's out for public.
But he had a medical term that he stopped and said, I forget what it is. Basically, he's like, that means it's in Achilles tendonitis in both legs. That's literally how he said
it.
I was like, whoa.
Well, I'm out. I thought, I knew I couldn't tell you that. When I got it, I was like, trust me, I wanted to tell you. And I was like, I can't tell Shasky that because he's going to freak out. And I mean, who knows? Who knows if that can't get out? Now that it's out, we expect anything from him?
I mean, how can you? And I don't think there's a like a right or a wrong person in this situation. If the guy wants to play, I think that he's a football player. I think you play him. Like, I understand there's money that's invested into him. I understand the severity of where this season is going and how badly everyone wants to win a Super Bowl. Like, he could tear it immediately. He could not tear it. He could tear it next year. Like, I don't think there's a right or a wrong way. I honestly don't. And I'm not going to, like, crush anyone, CMC, the Niners, or whatever. How he feels is how he feels. And I think this is just I honestly believe it's a damned if you do, damned if you don't situation. And on the bright side, the silver lining is, you found out, Jordan Mason is an absolute beast.
Obviously, he wasn't ahead of Eli Mitchell last year and Christian McCaffrey. And I don't know what was happening in practice. But obviously, look, I'm going to trust Shanahan in this situation. I know we all go crazy over this guy getting a touch and this guy not getting a touch and whether or not this guy's a good football player. Coaches have their favorites, and it's what they do. But Elijah Mitchell obviously was ahead of Jordan Mason last year. And he got touches in some garbage time games with Christian McCaffrey. Now, Jordan Mason, again, we said he was on pace for over 408 carries. He had another 24 yesterday. But that's all you got. Your point, that's all you got. You can't play Isaac Arendo. I don't know if Keyshawn Vaughn is ready to roll. Obviously, Patrick Taylor Jr. is not ready to roll. Maybe they have to find a running back on the street. Where's Matt Breida at? Because Garendo, and maybe you may see a running back sign here tomorrow. It's an off day for the 49ers. Now the coaches are in there cracking the film, and they're going to recap everything from the Patriots game. But tomorrow's basically the day in the NFL where guys fly in. They have open workouts to see if you can make the practice squad, or maybe you fill in here and there. It would not shock me to see the 49ers bring in another running back tomorrow to go work out and maybe sign him, because Isaac Garendo's probably in that doghouse right now. He's not touching the field for a long time.
I mean,
when you fumble and you're a rookie under Coach Kyle Shanahan, yeah, it's not good for you.
Well, and it's very predictable when he comes out in he had the one carry that I can remember. And it's like when he comes out onto the field, it's so obvious that he's getting an automatic carry. They don't run play action. They don't throw the ball. It's just like, oh, here you go. Here's your carry. And like the whole field knows that he's getting the ball. So it's very predictable. Bonte, what do you say to the people that are like, well, Debo's your second running back?
Yeah, I don't like that.
Why?
I want Debo just playing wide receiver because this is a guy who's had a lot of wear and tear. Obviously, the shoulders got banged up last year. Now you're asking him to play running back and slam into linebackers and outside linebackers and everything. I don't like it. I've never really been a fan of it. I know it worked because Jimmy was compromised, but that was 2021. I don't like Debo playing running back, Shasky.
So on second drive, after a Purdy scramble, he gets the first down. Pooney comes back into the game, and they do like this little handoff to Debo, and he gets a nice little like gain, 8 yards, but he gets blasted by Jabril Peppers.
Yeah, he got cracked.
Just absolutely blasted, and I'm like, yeah, I don't know if I love that.
Yeah, I don't love Debo playing running back. I matter of fact, not love it. I don't like it. I don't like it at all.
But I feel like Shanahan thinks he's the second running back.
Well, here's the deal.
I'm trying to think what Shanahan's thinking. Yeah, no, I don't Shanahan, know if I like it either. Well, I don't
no,
know.
No, no, no. I loved it a couple years ago. You know what Shanahan's thinking? I can't trust Isaac Arendo. I can't trust Patrick Taylor Jr., so I'm going to put the ball in somebody's hands that I do trust. And obviously, Shanahan has a lot of trust in Debo Samuel. Now, I'm just kind of mind blown that the Achilles thing got out. Two Achilles, like...
What about, is there any way that Elijah Mitchell could come back off IR? Not or is it?
He's on season ending.
So
yeah.
It's season ending. There's no, because I thought there was like one or two guys that you could designate to return off the season ending thing. I guess there's no way.
Now on the Comcast Business Text Line, Chicago Jason, what's up, Chicago Jason? Pass protection is still a concern. Purdy should not be having to make off schedule plays so many times during the game. And Greg Olson mentioned that after halftime. He actually had a very astute point about how Purdy was playing. And he goes, look, man, this is all fine to see Purdy make these Superman-type plays and highlight real plays, but you can't live off of those. You have to get protection. These guys have to protect them. The offensive line is definitely still a concern in pass protection. When teams heat up the quarterback, when they blitz and they come after him, they get home a lot on the 49ers, man. They've got to do something to shore up this pass protection. It's not good enough. It's just not. And Greg Olsen was right on the – he was right on it. Maybe we pull it for tomorrow, and I'll figure it out where it was. I'll watch the game over and mark it. But when he was talking, he was discussing it, saying Purdy can't live off of this.
Here's what they called it. 602 is texting in. Bilateral Achilles. That's what he said. That was the term that he said. And then after saying that, like, I had never heard that term, so I'm not pretending like I know. I'm just saying, like, Mayoko says it on the podcast that I was listening to last night. Bilateral Achilles. And then goes, that means that there's tendonitis in both Achilles.
Yeah.
Is that correct? You got thumbs up on that?
Correct.
Yeah, I'm bilateral. I had never heard that. You ever heard that?
No, I never heard that, but I'm surprised that it got leaked. I'm very surprised. Because I'll show you the text during the break. I was like, oh boy. And I started thinking about everybody. I was like, oh boy. Oh boy. So this injury's coming out. So the way I play it, and you guys will figure this out, and I hopefully you have, but I basically said, look, man, it's going to be to me, you looked at me crazy when I said, if Chris McCaffrey gives us anything, it's going to be a bonus.
Have you ever seen Monty Python?
No.
You've never seen Monty Python?
No,
you've seen Monty Python, right?
Well, Monty Python is a group of British comedians from way back when. Right. There's Monty Python and the Holy Grail, The Life of Brian. But there's a group called Monty Python, famous British.
The Life of Brian. They've got all these different. Yeah. Anyway, so point being.
Music, not,
it's like 70s, 80s. Like, I don't even know. But anyway, there's The Black Knight where he comes up on this guy. It's basically like a Robin Hood meets the Holy Grail, blah, 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 blah. So, you know, King Arthur, Sword in the Stone type of thing. And he chops off both arms of the knight, and then he chops off both legs, and he's like, "'Tis but a flesh wound." And that's what I feel like McCaffrey is basically dealing with right now. He's got, no legs, no arms, and he's like, "Yeah, it's just a flesh wound. I'll be back in November."
I am shocked that got out. I am shocked.
"'Tis but a scratch."
I am shocked.
The knights who say knee.
So now if you're a fan out there listening, and you hear that on a 49ers Talk podcast with Matt Maiocco and Jennifer Lee Chan, NBC Sports Bay Area. How can you expect it? This seems, I don't know, man. How is he going to cut, start, and stop?
Well, I'll say, I don't think he's playing this year.
Yeah, my Achilles flares up every other day, and it feels like the other day I woke up limping. And I was like, damn, this thing, boy, whoa.
You might need to get one of those shoes like the Penguin has. I fell asleep on that episode
yesterday. Please don't tell me. But
I'm not going to say.
Sounds like a great season.
Have you watched it yet?
Well, he said he fell asleep, so it's tells you all I need to know.
It was late. When it gets around 10 o'clock, I like start fading. I fade.
10 for you. It's like 7:30 for me.
Right? I'm in bed at 7. I got the.
You're not in bed at 7.
Yeah, I was yesterday. I got the bills on, and then I got the little iPad. I lie down. Yeah, you got to lie down. I fell asleep on the couch, actually.
That's not good.
Right after the Niner game.
It's not good.
Well, it was me and the little guy. You know, we were chilling.
There you go. 888-957-9570 is the number. Mark Linville is our contest winner. Shout out to Mark Linville. Where's Mark Linville from, Lubman?
He is from San Ramon.
Okay, nice. There it is. Thank you, Lubman. Good job with the contest.
Yay!
We had a great time at Friedman's on Saturday.
I can tell.
Fall clearance sales event. It was a great time.
Here's what Shanahan said about Fred Warner's injury.
Andy, have the severity yet?
I don't. I know Fred tried to go, came out in third quarter and tried to go, but didn't feel like he could.
Sprain?
Sprain. They're not saying anything.
Turned? Like
they're not saying anything.
Huh.
They're not saying anything.
I mean, if he can't go for a couple of weeks, we're in some deep waters.
Yeah.
Devondre Campbell was getting picked apart again yesterday.
He's not.
D. Winters showed a little bit. I like what I saw from D. Winters, but he's very young. You know, you see some of the young players like Malik Mustafa in open space. They just get a little too aggressive.
They don't have Fred Warner.
They're in some deep.
Yeah, Trey McBride's coming next week.
Who else is a DPOY candidate besides Fred right now?
Right now? T.J. Watt there? T.J. Watt's always in a conversation, it feels like. Defensively?
That guy for Baltimore, 99, Ome, or Owa, Owe, whatever.
Aiden Hutchinson, 6.5
sacks. Aiden Hutchinson. He had like 4-1 Hutch. Game, though.
Yeah, but people look at that.
No, that's true.
And they have a big game tonight, Monday Night Football, a lot of eyeballs on him.
That's a very good point.
I just think that Fred's had a short list.
No, he is on the short list. He's made game-changing plays.
Xavier McKinney has 4 interceptions, too.
Xavier McKinney? Back. Wow. Yeah. Wow.
Good signing.
Wow. Anybody in the Bucs, they were blitzing Jalen Hurts over and over yesterday. By the way, some great news when it comes to Cal Berkeley. Not only is College Game Day going to be there this Saturday, Dave Fleming will be on the call Saturday for Cal and Miami.
Young Nash is flying in.
Everybody says they're going to be there. Guru says they're going to be there. Loveman's going to be there.
Guru? Bob Melvin said he might even try and go to that game.
Will he?
Oh, really? Did you not?
Well, he might have the time to do it.
Yeah.
Definitely has time, but think, even more so.
Easy.
I think I'm just...
Well, is something going to happen with the Giants today, Loveman?
Possibly.
Unlimited possibilities.
Okay. I don't know when it's going to happen. I don't. I just know...
Is it going to happen?
I don't know. I really don't know. We're all in a wait-and-see
mode.
God,
I hope Farhan's staying.
Here's what I don't understand.
You know what? Businessman Bonte... Businessman Bonte.
I don't know if that's actually good for businessman Bonte if Farhan stays.
No.
We need something to talk about during the summer, Bonte.
I know how to pivot. Businessman Bonte was sticking last night. I said, Farhan does come back. This is very compelling. Oh, my gosh. He comes back for one more year, and these youngsters actually start the ball out, and the Giants make the playoffs next year. And all of a sudden, we're like, it was patience with Farhan. Farhan being back ain't the worst business. Ain't the worst thing for business. I'll tell you that right now.
I've had enough.
As a fan, Bonte. I get it. As a fan, you're distraught. But for business, Fidelity knows what I'm talking about here. For sports radio purposes, what's been the most compelling thing about the Giants the last 3 years? Farhan Zaidi.
So much time talking about him this summer.
Did you watch Hayden Birdsong? Hayden Birdsong's been way more compelling than anything that Farhan's done. Dude. Did you see him over the weekend?
Come on, man.
The guy's a stud.
Come on, man. The most compelling thing in sports talk radio about the San Francisco Giants over the last 3 years has been Farhan Zaidi.
Elliot Ramos?
Hasn't even been close. We talked about Elliot Ramos one time after the All-Star break.
Blake Snell's 20 starts?
Most compelling thing last 3 years. I don't even think it's been close.
Guarantee if Farhan's back next year, you are checked out on the Giants by May.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm actually excited about the Giants. I watch especially most games. In the last couple of weeks, I've been following off the Giants. It's meaningless baseball. Did not watch a pitch this weekend for what? We had college football. We had high school football. We had everything.
Baby blue jerseys for the Cardinals. Yeah, great turnout by the fans over the weekend.
Good for them.
Fan appreciation weekend.
Yay.
Giants fans care.
Yay. The most compelling thing on sports talk radio about the Giants the last 3 years has been Farhan Zaidi, and it hasn't even been close. I don't think it's been close.
How about Blake Snell saying I'm not going to make that last start of the year. I'm good.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, come on.
Smart.
It's very smart.
That was a hell of a $33 million to spend on 20 starts, and I think 13 of them were really good.
He's getting more bang for their buck for $30 million. The Giants with Blake Snell or the 49ers with Brandon
Ayuk. Don't go ripping Blake Snell when he carried his pitching staff in the second half of the season. That's not right. Pitched like a Cy Young Award winner.
He had 13 great starts. I'll give you that. 13 great ones.
Amazing. Great.
$33 million for 13 starts.
13 great starts.
What was his ERA?
I'm not saying he wasn't great in those 13 starts. We're saying bang for the buck.
You will be begging to have him back. So stop. Don't start ripping Blake Snell.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not ripping Blake Snell. Who would you rather have $30 million for, Snell or Ayuk?
Both.
Well, that's not the question. It's an either or.
You've got to pick.
Both.
I don't think you understand what he's either.
I actually think I'm taking Snell. Because when I know when he's on, you got the top dude at the position in the sport at left-handed starters. Yeah.
I agree. I'd also take Blake Snell because I actually like Blake Snell.
No. Now you like Blake Snell? After ripping him for 30 million?
I'm not scared.
Don't let your fandom get in the way.
Don't let your fandom get in the way.
The fandom has to sit at the kiddie table. You don't want to be at the kiddie table. Don't be putting